The town of Vsetín in the eastern corner of Moravia is at the center of what is becoming a nationwide debate over housing, local politics, and race relations. Mayor Jiří Čunek's decision to move hundreds of Romani rent defaulters out of a dilapidated block of flats in the town center and relocate them, often up to 70 kilometers away, won him a seat in the Senate, but has also caused uproar. Rob Cameron has this report.
Jiří Čunek has been mayor of Vsetín for the past 8 years and is now the town's senator. His popularity is soaring partly due to his uncompromising stance towards the town's Romani rent defaulters, who until recently lived in a sprawling, dilapidated block of flats next to a health clinic in the town centre. Mr. Čunek, a member of the Christian Democrats, evicted the Romanis, rehousing them in a complex of porter cabins on the outskirts of Vsetín and in neighbouring villages, some up to 70 kilometres away. The crumbling tower block is now being demolished. Local residents who had long complained about the noise and vandalism coming from the estate have lionized him. But his decision is now causing uproar, largely due to comments he made in a report this week by TV Nova. Mr. Čunek said all he was doing was cleansing an ulcer in the town centre. It's the kind of language that goes down well in Vsetín, but less well further afield. He's been attacked by members of his own party and human rights activists. Kumar Vishwanathan is an Indian community worker based in Ostrava.
I see a process which is extremely worrying. I see this not as an isolated event. I think it's wrong. The Czech Republic and the people in this country often think of themselves as very civilized people who are not racist, who have a better self-image. And Mr. Čunek is now trying to push at the very boundaries of what is acceptable in the society, I think. And that's very disturbing because it seems to me that what he's trying to do along with these other people is to try to shift what is acceptable. And that sounds like we are going back to the 30s. That's very, very, very dangerous, I think.
Mr. Čunek himself rejects accusations of racism, saying those who haven't seen the situation for themselves are not qualified to comment. So far, he is refusing to apologize.
I don't know what for, and if I don't know what for, then I'm not going to apologize to anyone.
Some in the media had speculated that Jiří Čunek might be a candidate to take over the leadership of the Christian Democrats when the party holds its annual conference in December. Even though Mr. Čunek still has the support of both the town council and the people of Vsetín, that now looks unlikely.
That was Rob Cameron.